Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tram. Today we're learning the halachas of the prohibition of muzzling animals while working. This is Siman Kuf Pei Vav 186 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Torah tells us Leisach Soim Shar Bidisha, you may not muzzle an ox while it is threshing, while it is working. This is a pasuk in Devarim Perek Chafei, pasuk Dalet. Let's understand what this means. So what is the punishment for this? So this is a classical case of where a person deserves lashes. They've transgressed a Torah prohibition and they've actually done an action to do this. This is a lav sheyesh b'maase. It's a transgression which has a specific action. And therefore, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, or the times of the Sanhedrin, a person would get lashes. Does this prohibition only apply to oxen, as is described in the pasuk? The answer is no. It applies to any beasts, whether it's kosher or non-kosher animals. Does it apply only to threshing or other types of work as well? The answer is it applies to all types of work involving produce or the ground, not just threshing. So why does it say, Loisach Soma Shorvedisho? So why does the pasuk only talk about threshing with an ox? No, that's what's commonly known as Dibre Torah Beloshon Hayver. The Torah talks in a common case, but of course there are many cases this would apply as well. Does it apply even if the animal belongs to a non-Jew and the grain belongs to a non-Jew? So the Jew is the employee, and he is just responsible. He's the manager. He's the one in charge of this ox. The answer is he is still responsible not to muzzle this ox while it is working. What must you do if the animal is unable to eat because it is thirsty? You must give it to drink. What about shouting at it so that it doesn't eat? Answer is that is also considered chasima. This is considered muzzling it, because by not allowing it to eat, whether it's done physically with a muzzle around its mouth or shouting at it and scaring it, this would be the same case. I'd imagine the same would be as if they have, let's say, an electric shock system. You shock it every time it goes to eat. It's the same thing. The result is the same. Now, one muzzle an animal with the food that it's trying to eat is harmful for it. So it's trying to eat poison ivy. It's trying to do something which is not good for it. In that case, you would be able to muzzle it because that is for the animal's benefit, not for the animal's harm. Clearly, over here, the Torah is indicating that whether the Torah itself cares for the well-being of the animals, as the Rambam would explain it more in Nevuchim, or the Torah is trying to educate us to be sensitive human beings, as the Ramban explains it. The point over here is that this is for the sake of the well-being of the animal and the sensitivity of the humans towards it. With this, we conclude this very fascinating and lesser-known halacha. Have a wonderful and meaningful